This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, strike up the band. She's ready to go. She's back. We've got some great guests in studio. It is Nan Cohen, Total Talk, and I mean Total Talk. How are you?
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good to see all of you fine folks. It's been a while.
You want to hear a good one?
I want to hear a good one.
I said to Mel, you coming to the station with me tomorrow? No, we're not going to the station tomorrow. I said, sure, we're going to go to the station tomorrow.
That's your husband, by the way.
He said, no, I'm not going because you told me we're going back after Labor Day. Not Labor Day yet. He said, I'm sleeping in.
Pretty
so,
close.
Guess
though.
Who he sends?
The best.
The other A team, Donna. Donna's hanging out over there. But yeah, so he's snuggle as a bug. And then I've got this one.
Summer.
Little on the edge of.
If I knew, I could have said that. If I'm not coming back after Labor Day.
It doesn't work for you.
No.
I mean, it doesn't work for you. Okay?
Marlene can talk about stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had the gang together in a while. Yeah. But it's good to see you, Rob.
Thank you. Good to see you. Summer, so I said moments ago, if you need to get your house insured, get him to do it. I'm trying to buy this house. First one I bought in a long time. It's a lot of work. And then you said home insurance, and I went, oh, I got to do that, too.
Yeah.
So there's always something. How do you approach that? It's been a long time. I haven't bought a house since 97, so
well,
it's
let's
been
get
a while.
Into the news of Rob's buying a house. Summer, help me.
Help me. My God, that's why he's here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Just to help
sure.
me. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
It's all about you, Rob.
How do you look at that? I got an appraiser coming on Monday, so how's it all tie in?
Right. So, I mean, so the appraiser will give us one number.
Okay.
Yeah, what the house sells for is a second number. What it's taxed for is a third number.
Okay.
What it's insured for is a fourth number. None of them have any, you know, meaning or resemblance, you know, to each other. They all are there for different, you know, for different reasons. I mean, from my standpoint, is heaven forbid everything burns to the ground.
You know,
all your contents, your trains, you know.
Oh, they're gone, so don't worry about the trains.
Okay, but the dwelling, you know,
right.
you know, your two shirts, you know, and you know, one pair of underwear. I mean, you need to have replacement costs on it.
So you've been in my closet of late.
You've told him repeatedly what you
yeah,
have there.
Yeah, I've been with you for 10 years here. I know what your wardrobe is.
I've scaled down.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's how
so,
it works.
I mean, so replacement costs. So, you know, what can put you back? To
whole okay
yeah.
okay
yeah
thank you
so
well you know it's a good thing that he's asking beforehand going in you got to know
sure.
because his industry is changing so rapidly and quite honestly Summer has been talking about you know people that are heading south and moving down on these coastlines and they're having problems. I had a friend who just purchased a place down there and all of a sudden it is a hassle trying to get insurance. You're laughing. There's a mass exodus from your end on the market of different companies just saying, I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, especially in,
Explain it to them. In
certain states. I mean, in Pennsylvania, we are somewhat shielded from coastal problems.
Correct.
But I mean, we've had, I believe... I think the number is 42. 42 catastrophes have been declared by the insurance companies in the first 7 months of the year. They didn't do that all in 2020 or 2021 period. They are, I mean, I don't mean to, you know, whine and moan, but insurance companies are losing billions of dollars every quarter. They're just paying out tons of more claims than they're taking money in.
Well, that's what I guess is the point is it's not, we don't have the coastline here, but
right.
the bank of money that the company has can only go so far. I
right.
mean, we're seeing insurance companies just saying, I'm not underwriting any more business, you
I
were
mean,
saying.
In Florida, in California, in New Jersey, in New York, you know, in the Carolinas, they are just, I mean, I'm talking about major, the biggest companies you see advertised every 15 seconds on television. They're saying, no, we are not writing in certain states. I mean, Esurance went out of business here in Pennsylvania.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I mean, there's two other companies that in Pennsylvania are stop writing policies.
But it's one pot of money. I mean, you know, just because the company has the money and they're paying all this out on the West Coast or the down South, it will, the trickle down effect is there's just no money to pay.
Oh, there's one set of pockets, but there's 50 set of rules from the different insurance companies in the different states, and
they're also laying off people that they employ.
Yeah. Our friendly little gecko company just laid off, I think, 15-20% of their entire workforce.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
And, I mean, when you have to, as a consumer, deal with a 1-800 number.
Right.
Or deal with claims.
Don't want to deal with that.
Oh, hi. You're number 76 in the queue. We will be with you momentarily. I mean, the new thing is now, you know, you hold on for about an hour, and then all of a sudden they say, you know, please call back. Yeah. That's just or not they want insurance.
Want to start a text conversation with you. So my insurance problem that I have is going to definitely be like yours and yours, where we're going to have, you know, most of them are automatic responses.
Mm-hmm.
Till you get through the first half hour, right?
Representative.
Yeah. I experienced that with something, and I was like, oh my God, I'm texting for so long, and I'm realizing I didn't get anywhere because they weren't going to answer anything until it got to the point where all of a sudden a live person was going to come on. If I had gotten that, we can't get to you right now, I would have just been chucking something.
And myself, or you know, most people don't know what the impact of AI is going to be in the future. But you know, as far as decision making, as far as underwriting, as far as claims and customer service, I mean, it's going to be here in force before you know it.
Well, yeah. That's why we got him here this morning. Summer Obenauer from the Obenauer Insurance Agency. We got lots to talk about with you. You've been away for a little bit here. You traveled. You were busy.
I sent videos. We went to minor league baseball, the Greensboro Grasshoppers.
How was that?
It was great.
Nice, man.
It was great. I mean, you buy a beer, a hot dog, and french fries for $9. And, well, you know, it's, yeah.
Summer Obenauer's excellent adventure. What about all these tornadoes? We had another one in Fayette County. Should somebody in Western Pennsylvania think about, is there such a thing as give me tornado insurance?
No. Okay. I mean, that would just come under your regular insurance.
Okay.
I mean, if it falls from the sky, hail, rain, wind, I mean, it should be covered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, as a lot of people are finding out, oh, I don't have a replacement cost policy. I have an actual cash value policy. So they're taking depreciation, you know, into account. And they don't have the money necessary to replace the damages that are done.
So that's why I always question these things. Is like, don't you think whether we're proactive? I mean, we see it. I mean, look, Rob, for when you started, look at the weather reports.
I know. David's talking about these tornadoes again. And back in the day, if you had one that just basically touched down every 30 years, it was a big deal.
Oh, you never would have heard that in our...
No. And never in Western Pennsylvania. I mean, that's something that happened in the center of the country.
All right, short break. We'll come back. Tell everybody who's coming up, too.
Oh, you got... Look, Marlene. She's just taking it all in, sitting there. She's got it going on. Marlene from Dorothy's Candies is here, and she's got a bunch of things she's going to be talking about. They've been busy as little work bees down there.
We'll come back. Stay with us. This is Nan Cohen's Total Talk on KDKA. Hey, Larry and Marty are looking for some hometown heroes. If you know someone doing extraordinary things in your community, we want to know about them. Nominations are now open. KDKRadio.com. Larry and Marty's Hometown Heroes. 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. Let's get back to Nan Cohen's Summer Obenauer, and it is Nan Cohen Total Talk.
So I'm sure everybody wants to know how they can find you. So let me get this out while I have a second
Okay, during the break, you told me I need to explain.
You do, and I'm going to let you pick it up. But Summer Obenauer from the Obenauer Insurance Agency. You can reach him at 412-489-7000. 6443 or obernauerinsuranceagency.com. O-B-E-R-N-A-U-E-R insuranceagency.com. First time sliding into the last half of the year there, you know. Just had to get that in there after summer.
School starts. It's
unbelievable. I know. We're back. Okay, real quick, just so people understand the difference between the cash value versus the replacement value.
And I was getting a little bit too nerdy there. So
he said it. I didn't.
Yeah. Replacement cost is pretty easy. You lose something, you know, in a named peril, you know, in a fire, and whatever it costs to replace it, that's what the insurance company will give you. So if you had a TV that costs $1,000, if it's $1,200 now to replace it, they'll replace it. If it's $800 now to replace it. Actual cash value means they will say, oh, that TV is 10 years old. Oh, it's only worth $400. So that's all that we're going to give. That's all we're going to give to you. They take depreciation into determining the value of the loss.
And normally people don't think about that until it's time for that claim. And they look and think, would have, could have, should have. And you can't change that after the fact.
Oh, no. I mean, people recently have been trying to change things, you know, after the fact. Oh, they don't have rental car coverage, but all of a sudden they want it. Then 3 days later, they have a claim. Or there's undisclosed drivers, you know, on the policy. And, oh, I forgot to put my kid on the policy or, you know, whatnot. So
she has a question. She always hangs out behind the camera, but now I had to bring her over to you because she actually has a question. Here's the mic.
You know, we're talking about a tornado in Fayette County or whatever, and then you're talking about those houses that just exploded. Those people lost everything, all their paperwork and everything, like for insurance purposes and stuff. So how do you do replacement or cash value when they've lost everything in a situation like that? And is there a way to protect? I mean, do you have a policy that says, oh, we know you had this in your house?
Well, I mean, some, in the ideal world, some insurance companies will say, oh, take pictures of what you have. But in the real world, that's less than 1% of the people that do. Pretty much if you say, you know, it was a 5-bedroom house or a 4-bedroom house, you know, they know the value of what each bedroom should cost, you know what it could cost to replace the kitchen, so on and so forth. If you start telling them, oh, I had a bunch of Monets and Vastarellis and 4 Minn Kotes and 3 sets of sterling silver and, you know, partridge in a pear tree, they're going to, you're going to have some type of proof from that. Oh, where'd you buy it? Oh, let's go to the art gallery and get, information about, you know, what the value of it is.
So that's why you should have your artwork and your jewelry on an extra policy with that house.
Normally. But I mean, you know, that's a discussion that we have daily with people. The difference between sentimental value and, you know, and value that, you know, it needs to replace. Just because Aunt Sophie was so close to you and left this brooch, you know, it means a lot. It went through, you know, 2 generations, 3 generations. But if it's, you know, a bunch of diamonds and emeralds and rubies in there, I mean, again, it's another discussion.
We don't get her over here. I think this is the first time ever she's been on the mic.
There you
go. See, look, she's running. We had to get her to talk to into the mic, but. Well, things are on the mind, you know, as you move forward with things and you hear, like Rob said, you know, tornadoes weren't the norm. And then all of a sudden, it is.
Right.
And I always say, what does it take to talk to you? Seriously, to talk to you.
Ask Nan.
It's an easy.
Ask Nan. Call me.
It is 100%. And the coolest thing, as Rob and I talk all the time, is the amount of education that you do. With everybody comes with a different need on their policy. You ever write 2 the exact same?
Yeah. No.
It just doesn't happen.
I mean, sometimes, but very, very infrequently.
Well, if you're putting a house in a car.
This is not one size fits all.
Right. Right.
But, you know, you're putting a house in your car. So, I mean, it's back to school. So you have your kids are going to school. Do they need a renter's policy? Yeah. Do they? Is their stuff covered at Slippery Rock on your homeowner's policy? Should they be on the auto policy? Should we take them off the auto policy? I mean, you know, these, again, no two situations, as you say, are alike.
But in your industry, right, you had this mass entrance of the last 2 weeks. It's all you've been doing is
renter's policies.
Right.
Yeah.
So tides have turned because now you're seeing where they're coming to you and say, we have to get this. Before, growing up, and you took an apartment and you go in a pit, took an apartment, you didn't have to worry about it.
No, now the landlords, the landlords want to be covered.
Right. Yeah. And you said, man, I'm like exhausted. Yeah. He said, every 2 seconds here, how many policies were you writing just for renters?
Yeah.
Because why? Not for us moving in. You said it. The landlord wants to make sure it's a two-way street.
Yeah. I mean, because a lot of these kids, and I use the word kids because they don't know, okay, they're going home for Christmas break. Well, they don't want to pay for heat, so they turn it off. I mean, you know, stuff like that.
Landlord wants to make sure it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So
when the pipe breaks that, you know, there's water everywhere.
And that's not saying he doesn't have coverage, but you've got the contents inside your own place
right.
now. Yeah. So it's just amazing. Yeah.
And just to finish the topic, there are a bunch of universities that own apartments. So they're technically university housing, but they're apartments. In a lot of instances, somebody's homeowner's insurance may cover it. They don't need to get a rental property, a rental policy, because it's just duplicate coverage.
Yeah. Well, when your next show, we get you in here, you're going to have to really talk about auto, because I know there's a lot of rumblings out there where the insurance companies went ahead and said, hey, we're going to, you know, give you back money at this point because we were under the COVID piece. And now we're this far out, and it's been, I guess their pots have been dipped into as well.
Yeah. I mean, and so the frequency and the severity of claims is through the roof. And that's just not with one company. That's with all companies, all drivers. But still, the shortage of parts, we are totaling cars. We can't repair them just because the parts are not available.
Going to be a whole show.
Alexis cracked a windshield. I mean, a rock, she was on the parkway, cracked a windshield. They didn't have a windshield for her car for 4 weeks.
Right.
I mean, it's silly.
So while he was off, you know what he was busy doing? Getting his orders back in for another run of his Before You Go. So they're in if you need one. If you want one, just all you have to do is give the office a call. You can email them from the website, whatever you need. But this valuable tool, he had another run on it. So I know he's astounded. You can find Summer Obenauer, 412-489-6443, obenauerinsuranceagency.com. Like him on Facebook. Your website's got all the information, all the tools you need, and they can find you there. But I would say,
just yesterday, we added a QR code to the website and everything. So now they can just scan.
There you go.
Yeah, and put their information in. Yeah.
There you go.
Great seeing you, Summer.
Yeah.
Keep up.
Before you know it,
too.
You'll be back around. He'll be right back in the seat.
Marlene is coming up next.
Dorothy's Candies.
Moments away. KDKA. Marlene is here. Oh, how sweet it is. It's Dorothy's Candies and so much deliciousness in the studio with us right now. And if you go to Nan's Facebook page, you will see it. We just did a live little chat with Marlene and Summer and her on my Facebook page. So now it's to the Pioneer Broadcasting Station of America. We wrote the book. It all started here in November 1920. Here is Nan Cohen.
You remember, we just celebrated 75 years at Dorothy's
Candies. I know. 75 years, Dorothy. That's pretty impressive.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
And then I have to tell everybody, we've got surprises lined up for fall. Robert Gastel, the owner of Dorothy's Candies, he is the most gracious man I've ever met. To be honest.
He's wonderful. And he's so open to us and to the others on new ideas and listening to what our customers want. And he's all for it. He wants to make them happy as well.
He made so many people smile over a simple little celebration of 75.
It was great.
I'm telling you, the people that were buying the bulk candy bar and opening it up and looking to see if they were a winner. And when they won, it was better than watching them hit the lottery.
It was good.
They were so happy, and they love their Dorothy. So it was always Dorothy's related. But whether they walked out with a free pound of box candy, whether they were winning a pound of Dorothy's for a year, they were just happy. And I just, it's kind of like, the Willy Wonka thing, that the vibe that went through the store at that point. It was just fabulous. And I'll tell you, Marlene can attest to this. They have been so busy at the store. I mean, it's been incredible creating, deciding what's the product line going to look like for the fall, and what can we do with this and what we can do with that. And then the other pieces that have become staples into the product line that just are timeless and traditionally what people want. It's been amazing.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about now. You have to keep improving, and you have to keep adding to it, to keep it going. And that's one of the reasons why we're already into the 76th year.
Yep. It's just been amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, I don't know if anybody's paid attention to the trend of what's out there, but we started this gourmet bark line for Dorothy's. And, I mean, it is exquisite. I mean, the pieces, the ingredients that goes in, the time that's thought to making sure it all works. Pittsburgh loves the pretzel salad, strawberry pretzel salad, what we did with it is just been outstanding. They cannot keep it on the shelf. And I get sad because it's kind of come to an end. It's just a seasonal thing. And I was talking to Kathy the other day about the strawberry pretzel bark. It's a weird thing about Pittsburghers. They don't like to deviate. So they didn't want to hear about the blueberry, pretzel bark. Mm-hmm. They wanted to have their strawberry pretzel bark. And, it just has become a top seller. And they wait. They ask for it now. They know they're going to get it for the, spring and summer months. But I just want to say where we stand. There is strawberry pretzel bark, but Labor Day's coming. And
that is one that
they do
ask for.
It goes away.
Yeah.
The other thing that we found interesting was the s'mores bark.
Right.
Pittsburgh loves s'mores. And with the s'mores bark, that's not going away because they love it all year round.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you, the pickup of it is just what you think, Rob. People sitting out in the deck, people around the campfire, they're going. Mm-hmm. They love the idea of making the s'mores, but there's something when you can add the Dorothy's chocolate into the s'mores bark. It's just wow.
Well, it's a great thing, too, because if you're having kids are having a little party or something, you can't have them around the fire. It's cold or, they're just.
It's
you can hand the bark out, the s'mores bark out for their little overnight.
I was stopped a couple weeks ago and somebody said, I heard you on those commercials, Nana, when you say that. And I'm like, yeah, what are you eating? And I said, I think that was the s'mores bark we were talking about. But it is. It's true to Dorothy's,
it's
consistent piece. It's that one bite and you'll know it's Dorothy's candies.
And it's all made with the premium Swiss chocolate.
Right,
too,
right.
So it's delicious.
And so we always keep our customers down there well informed, and they're very interactive. And they wanted to see what would a Sunday bark look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so the girls went working at it. And they created, to the gourmet line, the Sunday bark. And it was interesting because they made one Sunday bark with nuts, and they made one Sunday bark without nuts.
That's right.
And, we listen.
Catering to everybody.
Yeah. They wanted it, and it was made. And it was made with such the ingredients. You have got to taste a little bit of banana infusion in it. It's just been tremendous. And then all of a sudden we get word, we knew it was coming. And this is the iconic piece is you can't mess with Barbie. And traditionally, the white bark does come with the strawberry pretzel bark. And people out requested it, and it also comes in the Swiss. But boy, they wanted some Barbie bark, and did we give it to you? I have to tell you.
It's delicious.
Not only is it amazing the way it looks, wait till you taste it. When they knocked it out of the park with the flavor on that. There hasn't, and I have to be honest, I think we've talked about this, I'm not the biggest white chocolate fan.
I'm the same, but when I tasted this, there's something about it.
She hit a home run. You know,
they
we're
did.
Like, no, we don't want a strawberry flavor. No, we don't want a cherry flavor. It is outstanding. Mm. Whether you're young, older, can appreciate white chocolate, don't like it, you've got to taste it.
Yeah, kudos to them. They really worked on this, and it tastes so delicious.
It's unreal. It's absolutely unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is available on the website, I do want to say. So that's that gourmet bark line. But then, you know, we're getting back into the traditional things that Dorothy does so well.
Oh, right. Right. We've got it all.
I got down to Dorothy's this week. I had to get down there quickly. I guess it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
I was on my last breath. I was so hungry. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to eat. And I have to tell you, I had two of the peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
I considered that my protein bar.
It is. And, it is.
Well, you know why? Because there's so much peanut butter in it.
There is. And it's good peanut butter. It's premium peanut butter as well.
Yeah. I was kicking it. I had that. Kathy goes, let her energize. And then I was off like running like a little bunny. But yeah. It was outstanding. And just what I needed was to pick me up. But I was good till dinner. So
there you go.
Everything all worked. Rob, you want to take a break? Are you looking at me like that? Oh, he's giving you
one more minute.
Okay.
So let me take this opportunity while we're kind of in the middle. You know, Pittsburgh longevity, we realize that some of the employees are getting to that place where they're just hitting that retirement age.
It's the truth. We've had that happen.
Yeah. And, you know, we're sad to see it happen, but we love them. And, you know, they've given so much hard work to Dorothy's. But with all the, you know, letting go and wishing them well, we should say that we are looking for some employees now.
Who will love it.
Join the team. You're going to love it.
Yes.
And I would tell you, give a call down to the store. Marlene, they can reach him. You want me to give the phone number?
Sure.
412-678-2723. That's 412-678-2723. You can even email them on the website at dorothyscandies.com.
You can also pop in.
And
if Mr. Gastel is around at that particular time, he might sit there and interview you right then.
That's kind of cool because he's always there.
Right.
But I just wanted to say that this is a great opportunity. He's looking for part-time and full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a fun place to work.
It is.
And different, just about all the areas he's looking for, because I'm really sad to see some of them that will be retiring.
Yeah, for as many years.
You know, they
got
to get on to the next phase of their life, and it is what it is. So we wanted to get that out before we forgot, right?
Yes, thank you for doing that.
Yeah. You want to go to that break?
Let's go to that break.
Okay.
We'll come back and wrap it up in just a moment. Nan's back with Marlene. One more segment, and then we say goodbye and get ready for Brian Karantas, Cure Money Advisors on the Money, a best of edition as we continue with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Nan.
Let me tell you, I'm glad we got that out about the employees, because we're looking for special employees too. You know what I mean? You gotta love.
You have to love chocolate.
You have to love chocolate. I just wanted to get that out there.
Right.
So the summer months have made some really popping things down there.
Mm-hmm.
The potato chips and the pretzels from Dorothy's are just hands down. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the difference of, you know, the different styles of companies make and this product for you. So we made this.
They're very popular.
The pretzel and potato chip tray. I'm curious to know how many barbecues they went to, because it seemed like everybody was saying, oh, we heard about the pretzel and potato chip tray. Oh, why didn't you think of that before? And they carried them off to all the picnics, graduation parties. I mean, there was an order going out. They just were making solid trays for the
potato chips and pretzels. Aside from the tray, is one thing that Dorothy's really sells. They're very popular, so we exhibit them in many different ways. And this is the newest way, and it's just as popular.
Yeah. It was funny. I was in the store the day I came down this week to get my peanut butter load, and a lady was standing at the counter, and she said, "I just have to know. I know that I really get these during the holidays. She said, but do you have cherry cordials?
Oh, always.
We're like,
always.
They're always, cherry cordials are always on and always stocked. In fact, I was watching Jerry. She was making them. It's such a unique process, but she was back there doing her thing. I said, of course, they're always here.
And in the dark chocolate. I mean, we make many of the products in dark chocolate as well as the premium Swiss.
Oh, for sure. We just, you know, it's... The elves at Dorothy's have just been pushing it out, pushing it out. And it's amazing how many different things they've done for weddings this year.
Graduations.
People want the unique things now. Everything has to be different. There's no more just putting out a tray of chocolates. They all want the individual personalized pieces. You know, oh, he grew up with this. I grew up with that. She grew up with this, you know.
We do. We get many requests. Can you make this? Can you make something that looks like that? You know, so people, you're right. They want it to be just unique.
Right. I love it. I love the fact that we have the creative team that can take care of that, get it done. I do want to say, are the new websites up? People are loving it. They're really putting it to the test, and the pictures are changing in there all the time. There's always new product up there. I have to tell you, the Barbie Bark is by far running. It's a runaway right now.
Yeah, it's very good.
And there's a lot of Barbie things in the store. Even Ken and Barbie are there. So it's just been fun. And the product itself speaks. You just have to taste. If nothing else, I might try to get Rob to taste some of the white chocolate. Because, again, we were talking about the taste. It's just phenomenal. And wait till you see what's lined up for the fall. I do want to say real quick, because I had said this earlier, Marlene, we're going to be giving away a couple gift cards today.
Yes.
If you're listening, get on there and talk about, put it in the comments, put up a post, get on there and talk, to give me something you talked about, we talked about on the radio today, and why you would like to try it.
Excellent.
Why you want it. And we're going to give you, we're going to award. And Marlene, she's good at that. She's going to get on there and she'll message you if you are the winner.
That's right.
Will get the gift card. So that you want to hit Dorothy's Candies on Facebook and Instagram. We'll have that information up. What else do we got? The hours. Hours are ever changing there. We come in for, you know, this time. You're not open. They're there till 4.
No, right now we're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4. But coming in October, look for additional hours.
Right. And I had somebody at the door the other day as we were leaving. Literally, Rob, 3:58. She was just going to turn the key. Yeah. And I said, turn the key the other way.
No,
and
we
she's
let
like,
them in.
Do you mind? I'm like, how could you deny somebody their Dorothy's Candies?
Yeah, no, we let them in.
But I do have to say, dorothyscandies.com is always on for
you. That's
right. So, and you're shipping coast to coast, so everything stays the same. I think I got everything out about
Dorothy's. I think you did
Dorothy's.
As well.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap for Dorothy's. We're gonna shut everything down here, and we're going to start having breakfast with Dorothy's. So. And Marlene will be back in a couple weeks.
Great seeing you, Marlene.
Wonderful to see you, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna, for handling all that over there.
There you go.
Short break. Coming up, news at 8, then a best of edition. Brian Courant, Secure Money Advisors, On the Money on KDKA. Good morning.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.